You have a long list of things to deal with. Check dry eye symptoms off with Refresh Reliva PF Extra Lubricant Eye Drops, offering an advanced formula to soothe and hydrate your dry eyes. Refresh Reliva PF Extra includes moisture-locking technology that prevents further irritation and gives you lasting relief. You deserve relief from your dry eye symptoms, and your eyes deserve extra. Find Refresh online or in the eye drop section at all major retailers, FSA and HSA eligible.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
I could never have a C-section. Because
Why could you never have a C-section?
I could never have a C-section.
She sells C-sections by the seashore.
Sally sells C-sections by the seashore. Sally is performing unlicensed medical care underneath the pier.
Why can't you have a C-section?
I can't have a C-section because, one, I'm not pregnant, so I don't think that right. They can just do a C-section on a man.
No, I like, yeah.
A biological man. Legally. Sally.
She's using her seashells for evil.
I don't show up to the beach and tell Sally how to do her job.
How to run her business.
Whether she's licensed or not. But I could never do it because, with my very limited C-section knowledge, I'm scared all of my innards would just come out.
They take your uterus out, put it on the table, and then put it back in. Or maybe not uterus, a different they take some of your organs out to get to the baby and then put them back in.
I'm old-fashioned. I like my organs in.
I'm old-fashioned. I'll just push it out.
Sally?
I'll push it out of my urethra.
Keep your hands off my body.
Yeah, you can just push it out your butt. That's easier for you.
And that's why I'm late to the podcast, because I did. Oh, lordy, lordy. What are we going to do with
What
us?
Are we going to do with you?
You're crazy.
Seriously.
Seriously. It's high tide.
Who says that, Larry?
No, just like a bystander that they buried and then forgot about, and then he drowned. That's like justice for that bystander that they forgot in the sand.
Is that when SpongeBob ripped his pants?
Yeah. Which, like,
so much shit went down that day.
Okay, so SpongeBob buries and by proxy manslaughter, I assume, kills another person.
Sure.
And then he fakes his own death.
Right. We never see the guy that was buried again.
He's an angel. His soul leaves his body. And
SpongeBob gets away with literal murder. Like, we do not talk about the health inspector episode enough.
Sponge privilege. Pretty privilege. Porous privilege.
Yeah.
Makes you think.
Makes you think. Any who's a what's it's.
Well, Brooke.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Constance.
To Adweek's best comedy podcast. That
period.
Is, and a lot of you may be scratching your noggins. What do you mean? What did you say that? Well, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast, the podcast you're listening to right now, has been awarded Adweek's best comedy podcast.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Adweek is the go-to for awards of this nature, and we got best comedy, and we are in good company, and it's shocking. And I did double check that it was us, because I was like, no,
that is only- yeah, that's
that's you're in a slide with
yes.
Travis Kelce and Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. Actually, the slide that,
this kind of stuff doesn't happen to people like us.
Well, here's what I follow Adweek, so I had like a DM that was like, Adweek tagged you in a post.
No way.
And I was like, okay, this is like something sinister has happened. We are actually on the slide with psychedelic frequency and prosecuting Donald Trump. And
okay, we're actually, that's when you kind of, that's, you're not looking at the big picture.
No, I'm looking smack
dab
in the middle.
You're looking at the details. Don't look at the details. Zoom out, look at the big picture where you can see JLD and the Kelsey's.
That's really, really
no true. Shade to the psychedelic community, in addition to the community that prosecutes Donald Trump as well, too, also.
Yes. Well, congrats on that.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah. And thanks for...
And thank you to everyone. Obviously could not do it without you and your love and your support.
And your laughter and your shares.
And your follows.
And your subscriptions.
Izzy wants to show us something. Oh, this is scary.
Oh, wait. Okay.
This is what we sent in for consideration.
Okay. So this is a sizzle reel that we sent in when we were submitted for Adweek's Best Comedy
what
Podcast.
What do you think is going to be on here before you see it?
So this is like our audition for Best Comedy Podcast?
Yeah, it's like best moments.
Like our normal ones that we see on TikTok, right? Like where it's like a compilation.
No, I know. I'm asking you, which specific moments do you think we're about to see?
It's probably like all of our little sayings that we like temporarily get obsessed with and can't stop saying. Probably that's where my money's at.
Yeah,
the Christ moment was really good. Jesus Christ.
Oh, the Christ.
There's something that there was that one clip about. I think what compare they to a summer's day. I think that one might be on it.
Yes, that one's really good. Purse maybe.
Yeah, I have Purse will be on it.
I really hope Alvin and the Chipmunks when I was trying the new hairstyle isn't on it.
Well, you hope the bangs aren't in it?
The bangs. I hope that those aren't.
Our most viewed video. Let's take a look.
Okay, let's dive in.
You guys, you've got to keep your eyes peeled. Oh my God. Wait. Look at us. Because we are looking for Elvis's
big dookie.
Last dead poop. Dookie. Do you have Borders the bookstore?
No, we had Barnes & Noble. That's your favorite place to poop. Drank three beers and then immediately had to shit my pants. Yeah. And then, sorry. Okay, so we're three
Why can't I just poop?
Hey, remember to remove the poop sack. What's that other 2%? I can't help but ask. Eating poop?
Date roll.
That's a those piece of poop. Oh, I mean, that's a piece. That's shit from a butt.
There's no way. That's what your shit from a butt looks like? There's no way.
So immediately I didn't have to poop anymore.
Oh, I didn't realize he scared
He scared the shit into me.
We should have won
Adweek's most disgusting, vile, elementary podcast. I like want to poop in my pants.
Can you look up Brooke Averick shitting pants? Because I fear that, or maybe it's actually poop. It's hard to believe we're looking at the two of us, huh? Poop?
I've never felt a harder poop.
Why are you touching his poops? Oh, to pick them up.
They're gonna find my dead body in a puddle of poop and throw up.
Pooping. Okay, what time stamp for poop this week?
So it's just every time you said poop.
That won us the award, huh?
Oh,
I just did it.
Oh my God,
No.
I was speechless for a minute.
No.
Okay.
I was about to say I'm not even. Proud of us.
No, it's a little project.
My heart was hurting.
Izzy, that's funny. Okay, Izzy, wait a minute. That's funny.
Yeah, that's the funniest. Izzy gets funniest podcast producer award.
Oh my God. I really thought you were serious.
No.
Okay.
No, I really was like, I truly like watching that. I was like, this word means nothing.
I was like, poop. Yeah.
Like, did we send this into like a sixth grade class to vote?
We also watching that makes me feel like we need to completely reframe the direction of the podcast.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Just in a way that veers away from, from,
yeah. Well, it's not like we veer into puh.
It clearly we do.
No, it comes our way.
Maybe we should try to avoid it. Maybe we should try to turn the other way. Maybe we need a poop jar. Every time someone mentions poop, you put $1 into the poop jar.
I'm gonna have to take out some cash.
Yeah, everyone's gonna have to take out some cash.
Okay, well then we'll take it. Okay, we'll get a poop jar for next week.
Okay.
Maybe the poop jar.
Maybe
could be our vase that we made.
Yeah. Maybe the poop jar is the poops we've had along the way.
I wonder if Kendall and Kylie are using their vase as a poop jar as well.
I don't think anyone is using their vase as a poop jar. You say vase?
Yeah, I've traveled, so.
You're well traveled. Vase,
yeah.
You say how do you say the C word?
Crayon?
No. I guess I could spell it, but I don't know how, so that's why I'm avoiding it. C-A-R-A-M-E-L?
Oh, caramel.
I knew it. You would.
Caramel?
Yeah.
I don't remember how I say it, or like what I...
You would say caramel.
Could I get some caramel? Yeah, caramel.
Yeah.
Carmel?
Yeah.
That's like a city in California to me. Carmel.
That's Carmel. And I think this is, yeah, that is in California.
Yeah,
I was about to say it's not in California, it's in San Diego.
Well, we're not a geography podcast.
Nope.
Someone made it like another compilation of us being like, we're not blank, we're not blank. We were saying that for like months.
That we're not a blank podcast?
Yeah.
Here's something that we can be. Is a political podcast, and let me tell you why. Ask me anything about politics, I will be able to tell you the answer, because Jack Schlossberg has changed my life. I am tuned into every video that Vogue posts about this upcoming election and the political state of this country, and I could answer anything. Jack Schlossberg has me in his clutches. Ask me anything.
I don't have any questions.
You have no questions?
No.
Not one.
About?
And anything?
Relating to the election?
Anything related to the election or politics.
Who's Kamala Harris thinking about choosing for her VP? Who are her options right now? Right now,
Ask me a different question. Ask me a different question.
Okay. I don't have it. Like, I can't think of any on the spot.
Well, if you do, just know that I'd be able to answer.
I know. I trust you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries. If one comes to you, you'll let me know.
Okay. I have a political question.
Yeah.
Did J.D. Vance have sex with a couch?
Me crunching the numbers. It's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility.
It's like this man is a registered love seat offender, and he has to stay 600 feet from any living space.
What is the story behind that? I don't know. I don't know if Jack touched.
I actually don't really know, but he had to come out with a statement and say, "I did not have sexual relations with that sectional."
Here's my question.
I did
about
not
JD.
Have sectional relations with that love seat.
Here's my question about JD.
Yeah. Besides the fact that he looks like a racist Care Bear.
Yeah, besides that. That is so specific and so accurate.
Not my words.
Oh, really?
Some that have stuck with me, though. I don't remember who said it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that over 504 million people listen to podcasts every day, just like you? That's a lot of new customers. With AudioHook, you can tap into the power of podcasting to reach the right listeners and find your next customer. The AudioHook platform is designed to make podcast advertising simple and results-driven. The best part? You don't pay upfront for placements or impressions. You only pay when your campaign delivers the results you want, whether that's more site visits, leads, or sales. That's right, you only pay for results. AudioHook uses advanced technology to ensure your message connects with your target audience. Campaigns are optimized in real time so you can track success and adjust strategies instantly. With AudioHook, you'll maximize your spend and achieve your business goals faster. Get started today and take your business to the next level in 2025. To learn more about how AudioHook can help you achieve your desired results, visit audiohook.com/results. That's audiohook.com/results.
Here's my question about JD. He wrote that memoir that everybody was addicted to, Hillbilly Elegy.
He did.
And I remember everyone recommending that book and being obsessed with that book. I personally couldn't read it because I can't read books that are about things that are real and pressing and important. I'm just doing fairies right now. So I didn't read it, but I know everyone loved it. And so did everyone, was there a time that everyone loved JD?
It's hard to say. I didn't even hear about it until it was like on TikTok, and it was just like, it was about like a larger issue of like opioids and like that area of the United States.
Poverty, sort of, like, yeah. So,
but
no one had a bad word to say about JD then.
I know.
I don't think.
I mean, I don't know either because he was not in my zeitgeist.
That's very true.
But I do know that once again, politics. If you've ever watched Veep, like that's, I want you to hear what I say right now in terms of Veep, a show that I have watched through 7 times. And now don't even need to watch it, just need to turn on the news. It's the exact same thing. It's just like, okay, an opportunity arises. Let me chameleon over, and I will now die for Donald Trump. Because I want to be in the Oval Office, and I'll do whatever it takes. And then, you know, you align with someone, and then it's like, okay, well, we thought we liked you because we liked your memoir, and now we, you know, you've lost
us. It just goes to show you how you never know someone.
Yes.
Like the way I thought I knew JD.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't read the book.
0%.
Yeah.
But still.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know him either.
Yeah. So in summary, you watch Veep.
Yeah.
I watch Jack Schlossberg's TikToks. If y'all have
ask
any questions,
anything you
ask
need
us
to
literally
know.
Anything. We're happy to help in these trying times.
Yes. I saw something interesting last night that like all of Trump's rallies are outside. Have you noticed that? And like all of like Kamala's are all like in arenas and stuff. And actually Hank Green tweeted it.
King.
And he said, oh, interesting. Like, it's funny how, like, why doesn't Trump do them inside? They look so much more fun. He didn't pay any of his last venues. He has, like, outstanding debt to, like, all of his venues that he has performed at. I don't know what you call what he does. And so they will not allow him to come back until he pays
sure.
his bill.
Which makes sense.
Yes.
And anyone else would say, let me pay the bill.
Well, let me gather the funds, given that I definitely have them.
To pay you for the service that I took from you. Actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to head outside.
I'm going to hang out front.
Yeah, it's all good.
Let me look at any other politics stuff, because I definitely had some politics stuff that I wanted to cover.
I asked you if you had any questions for me.
Well, no, I just really wanted to talk about, would you rather have sex with a couch or not have sex with a couch but have everyone think you had sex with a couch?
Define having sex with a couch.
I can't define having sex with a couch for you. That's something that you have to figure out. Now, there's many ways that
I could define having sex with a couch in any way that I wanted to define it. I would have sex with the couch.
I think we would all have sex with the couch.
Yeah. So then, dumb question. Sorry. There are no dumb questions, just stupid ones.
I may be stupid.
Okay, do you have anything else for me in your politics note besides that?
That was just like my one question that I had for you that I thought that maybe I'll ask Brooke and maybe she'll have some insightful like response that I could go to sleep soundly knowing that she would rather have sex with the couch than not. I was on my way here this morning.
Yeah.
And this person had so many bumper stickers.
How do you feel about that in general?
You can't put bumper stickers on a Bentley, but you definitely can on a Toyota Camry.
Okay.
I've learned. And on a Subaru. And I was trying to read all of them. I was getting so close to this car going 45 miles an hour. And it's like,
Bumper sticks are a hazard.
Like that is someone who wants to be rear-ended. And like, that's clear. That's a really good way to get rear-ended, especially if the person behind you is just like trying to get to know you and has an open mind. Because I would be liable for anything that happened, even though I'm just trying to get to know you better.
That's why I think the baby on board stickers are so dumb.
Hopefully.
Like, I wasn't going to try and hit you. And like, if I, like, I'm not, I'm going to try not to hit you regardless. You know, that's my end goal.
I went out on the road today to rear end somebody, but mark yourself safe.
Right. Like, it's never my intention to ram into you. And the sticker's not going to do anything besides make me squint into the sticker, which could end up forcing my hand and my car to be closer to you than you would prefer.
People don't think about that.
No.
People don't think about that. The risk that you're playing, the game that you're playing when you put a bumper sticker on a Bentley.
I'm so, you know, I've got my iPad here in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm so intrigued by some of the things you have written down. Do you mind if I run a few by you?
No.
What does Brooke think dressing slurry is for a guy?
I meant slutty. I keep saying this thing like, oh, this is the sluttiest thing a guy can do. And I'm like, what is he doing? And
it's a positive connotation.
Yeah. And it's like a guy wearing like a hat backwards and like stretching.
Oh, for me, I'm thinking knit sweater.
Yeah. So
does that make sense?
Yeah.
Knit sweater and glasses and a book. That's like too slutty. That's like X-rated.
Knit sweater, glasses, and a book.
Yeah.
You would have loved Tumblr in 2008.
And Connor, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to circle back because I just thought about Tumblr in 2008.
Okay.
Because I was in New York last week and I remembered that I DM'd Dumois. About a year ago. It was so hot in New York a year ago in the summer. So hot. I'm walking through Washington Square Park and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt and I'm having to take like 10 steps and then stop 10 steps and then like slow steps and not move too much because I was sweating so much. And then I look over and there's two people like tangled up in each other making out in like all black and some leather. And I'm like, ugh. You guys are going to get tetanus. It is so hot. Like, you're going to overheat, like, slow down. And then I take a closer look. I go, that's Maddie Healy wrapped up with this person. And I look and I'm like, oof. And I DM Dumois and I go, because we have really tight. And I go, hey, dude, just brace yourself. You're about to be inundated. Your DMs are about to be flooded with DMs about Maddie Healy in Washington Square Park. And she goes, wait, what's going on? And I go, he is playing tonsil hockey with what I assume is a witch. And she goes, a witch? Like, I don't even know how to describe the way it was. Gabrielle.
Yeah.
Who like is gorgeous. I couldn't see her face. It was just like all black. Like, I couldn't see her face because it was just black hair. And then Maddie Healy like locked in like this.
She has a gothic energy to her.
Oh my God. Like, I'm probably in the background of this photo, but like they were straddling each other.
Yeah, of course. As is their right.
And no one said a witch isn't stunning, by the
That's
way.
That's very true.
Stevie Nicks, stunning.
That's very true.
Self-proclaimed witch. A lot of witches are
Garfield
stunning.
Garfield is dating a witch. And I'm not even like...
Oh, no. She's literal.
She identifies as a witch, yeah.
Witches are the sirens of the forest.
Witches are some the would sirens say. Of the forest.
A siren is like of the sea.
Yeah, I understand.
But there's a
I
siren of the forest. Witches like have
I guess
songs
they have like... cottages.
Hems.
Cottages in the forest.
Yeah, witches got a bad rep because they always like when you buy a costume of a witch, it comes with like this huge nose that has boils all over it. But like they could also witches could be hot like Gabrielle.
Yeah. Hey, I'm so on board.
I did feel guilty when I DM'd Dumois about a witch, but like I meant it in a positive connotation.
Exactly. And that's on anyone else for thinking that you meant it anything but.
I wouldn't Yeah, say that if I wasn't being positive Kano about it.
Yeah.
Pause Kano.
You are Pause Kano.
I'm going to Pause Kano, Italy right now.
See you there.
And then we're going to Nipples, France.
Wait.
Yeah.
You were just in the Hamptons for like 10 days.
I was in the Hamptons for two weekends, but I was in New York City in between.
Hamptons boy.
Yeah.
You know, I have never been to the Hamptons.
It's lovely.
My dad's yacht never docked there. And all this time.
Oof. You should text daddy and have him pick you up on the California coast.
And swing
me
over.
In the chopper. Yeah. And then take you over to the Hamptons.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do chopper to yacht combo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm aligned. But I've never been. What is it like? Connor, tell me what it's like.
It's gorgeous. It's really like, it kind of feels like you're dead and you're in purgatory, like deciding your fate. But it's exactly what you see in the pictures. It's just like restaurants outside with rosé. And then you go to like dinner, and then every dinner place like turns into like dancing and stuff after.
Are there any like, is every single place that you have the option to stay at like super bougie?
No.
Are there any just like kind of like, I don't, there's no like motels in the Hamptons.
There's hotels. Yeah, there are.
I said motel. Not
there's motels.
Hotel.
There are motels.
Really?
I've
you could
never
like
been,
kind of like,
but
yeah, no idea.
I,
God, no, of course
all
not.
Of my friends that like live out there for the summer get share houses, and it's literally just like a big house and there's like seven rooms, and then they all go out there like on the weekends. You rent it for the month and you all split it. So it ends up being like affordable, but they call it share houses. This is things I've learned, by the way. I've never done this. Mm-hmm. I just like go out and crash at someone's house.
Well, yeah, you're doing share house, but you don't have to put up a share, which is nice.
So true. I bring my personality.
Yeah.
And
pay with your personality and your
my lovin'. I'm a good safety blanket for the next day. I'm like, oh, you were being so fun last night.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell a funny story.
Okay, do it.
No, I can't.
Just do it.
Okay. I was like sitting at this club late at night, and I like went and sat down, and I'm like the only one of my friends sitting down, because I figured out recently that like I love being out and about, but what I really love is like when I go to a bar or something, or like a restaurant, and I'm sitting, and then my friends are like, we're going to go to another place. I'm like, nope, because I'm not going to be like, I already paid my rent for this place. Like, I'm sitting already. We're going to go to another place and then be standing the whole time. I don't want to stand. So anyways, everyone's standing and dancing and having fun. I'm like, it's my sitting time with my cocktail. Like, I want to watch everybody have fun, but like, I'm going to sit. I sit next to someone. He goes, hey, how's it going? I go, good. How are you? I'm just like, I love sitting, so I'm just going to sit down. And he's like, nice. What's your name? I was like, I'm Connor. He's like, I'm Cuba. And I'm like, Cuba, I love that name.
Is it Cuba?
Gooding
Jr. Cuba LLC. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, oh my God. He goes, I'm Cuba. I go, oh my God. Like, I hate my parents for naming me Connor when like Cuba is a name that I could
it's
have been named.
Yeah.
And I was like, Cuba, you kind of look like Cuba Gooding Jr. And he goes, I am. And I was like, beautiful. I love your work. And that was the end of that. But that was funny. And then like shortly after, our friend Hunter tripped and fell onto this table. And there was no glass on it, luckily. There's just like this large pizza, and he fell like into the pizza. And then he's like 6'4", so he it collapsed.
6'4"?
He might be 6'5". And he collapsed
That's
the 6'5".
Table,
and he was just covered in basil. So like the whole rest of the night, like all I could, like if I couldn't find Hunter, I'd be like, I smell basil, and he would be like over there.
There's worse things to smell like, that's for sure.
That's for shart.
That's for darn tootin' shart.
But yeah, that's all. Like, I have nothing to report. I had
really
like,
you were there for so long.
I know. I really have. I have nothing. It was a lovely time out east, as they say.
Okay, great.
As they say.
Well, welcome back to the Wild
to the States.
West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is actually, New York's great, but when you look at the ocean here, when you're on PCH, you're like, okay, I get it.
But the Jersey Shore also does not exist here. And that's a shame.
I like the Jersey
Shore. That's what I just said.
Yeah.
It's a shame that it doesn't exist here.
Yeah. I do love the Jersey Shore.
I miss it.
The Jersey Shore and the Hamptons are like extremely similar, by the way. like looks wise, there's hydrangeas everywhere. The houses have shingles.
I don't think we went to, we go to the same place on the Jersey Shore.
Let's like move on, right? Do you have any more questions about my notes?
Yeah, I have tons.
Hit me, baby.
NYC press conference for trash cans.
Oh, okay. Another thing while I was in New York City. So I guess they had, we didn't talk about this, right? So I noticed, I was like, there's no piles of trash bags like there used to be. Where are the trash bags? Like, has it been trash bag day every day? They had a press conference where they introduced trash bins on wheels. And I was like, what do you mean? What do you mean like we're introducing trash receptacles? They just didn't have them.
There's no way.
The mayor of New York City just announced the city will now use trash cans.
They were just using the floor as trash cans before? I just figured everything was overflowing. And so it ended up on the floor.
No. Oh,
it just ended up on the floor
Maddie
to begin
Healy
with.
Is trending. I wonder if this... Are we live streaming?
No. Oh, yeah. He is getting sued.
For what?
For like last year, he kissed Ross, one of their bandmates in Malaysia, I think, which is illegal to be gay.
Oh, wow.
And so he was making a statement, and now he's being sued by the Malaysian government. Yeah.
For what are they going to do? For what?
For $2 million.
What are they, like, are they going to come here and arrest him?
I honestly don't know how the intricacies of the Malaysian government, but
ask Jack Schlossberg. Wait, let me think back to Veep. I have nothing either. I love that you're a
Schlosshead.
A Schlosshead now.
I'm like America's biggest Schlosshead.
I do want to like circle back to the fact that remember a long time ago.
No, I followed him since you said that.
When I was like, this guy is so funny. He just went on a rant about how much he hates restaurants. Not like wait staff. He didn't have a bad experience. He just hates restaurants. I was like, this is a mind of a generation. And this was like a year ago.
I know.
And look at him now, political correspondent for Vogue.
Yeah.
I would like to say, I could be a political correspondent, I think.
Okay.
Now, I want to base all of my politics off of like energy and vibes and my memory, which does not serve me well. And then I have someone else be like, okay, I feel like your energy towards
translate.
Like how kind of freaky you feel towards JD Vance, and like here's why, and like you are on the right track, you know like where I'm kind of like, ooh, I'm kind of spooked, like a
political vibe correspondent.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then someone could be like, the reason you feel that way is because, and then educate me.
You could partner with a good witch.
I feel like I'm going in a bad direction to where like someone's gonna be like, that's bad. A good witch.
Yeah.
I need Gabriette and me hand in hand into the Oval Office.
I actually think you and Gabriette would get along so well.
I know we would.
I don't know her super well because I don't know her. But there's something about like the way she like smokes cigs, but it also makes like grain-free like oat flour brownies that sits well with me.
And me.
It's like the duality of woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how I'll have 12 beers but then be like, just the salad, please. Just the
just
side
the salad.
Just
the side salad for
yeah.
me. Yeah.
Good luck finding my waist.
Yeah. I want to talk about Raya.
Go.
And I know that apparently if you like talk about Raya, you'll never get on Raya. That's fine. Because for me at this point,
I don't even want it.
I do not want to be on Raya. I moved to LA in 2021.
Yeah.
Okay. Applied to get on Raya then. And you know, I don't use dating apps like to date. It's fun to look around, especially on an app like Raya, probably where you can find some fun key pieces.
When you said to date, I have not used dating apps. I'm like,
I don't use dating apps to date.
To go on dates.
No.
I think I meant like historically, I don't use dating apps.
I don't use them for what they're meant to be used for. I just like to swipe. Okay.
Can a girl swipe
nowadays? Anyway.
Yeah.
So I've been on the wait list of Raya for 3 years. All this time, all of my friends have been admitted over time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I emailed them. I said, please take me off the wait list. Don't want to be on the wait list anymore. OK. Okay. I thought that was going to reboot my chances because then I reapplied and this was like probably like 8 months ago, still on the wait list. So now I'm on my fourth year on the wait list. Okay. And at this point, it's a total pride thing. Like, I don't care except for the fact that my pride is bruised. Okay. My sister comes to visit this weekend. She's 19 in college. I don't remember how we started talking about Raya, but we did. And she was like, oh, what is that again? And I was like, oh, it's a dating app. And it like used to be kind of exclusive for celebrities, but now kind of everyone but me can get on. She downloads it, applies, whatever. 8 hours later, she gets accepted.
Ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
She gets accepted. And now, so now I'm pissed.
Right.
Okay. What's going on? How do you get on Raya? Because it used to be pretty clear that back in the day, like if you had followers, you could get on Raya. What's the strategy?
Well, I applied when I was 1 year post-grad out of college and it took 3 years.
What is their strategy?
Maybe they have a back-end algorithm that like feeds them profile.
I think that there's someone in an office hand selecting the people that are allowed to get on Raya based off of their mood.
I don't want how they
view the person.
I don't want you to create a narrative.
That's the narrative that I've created.
That victimizes you, because I truly think that this is a system error. And I think that you have been buried in a pile of applications.
I thought I was buried too, so I rescinded my application and rebooted it out.
I think you need to delete the app.
I did.
And I think you need to go to what phone service do you have?
Verizon.
You need to go to the Verizon store, and I think you need to switch, cut your line off, go to T-Mobile.
Yeah.
I need you to get a new number. I need you to move. I need you to move out of the country.
Yeah.
To France for 1 year.
Raya France, I hear it's easier to get on there.
Raya France, 1 year in France, then come back. You know, I've been away in France. I've been away in France. I studied food. I studied wine. I studied culture. Come back and be like, oh. I am Gabriette.
I just want to play.
Hey.
That's really it. I'll be so good. I won't take any screenshots.
Yeah.
I'll be a good girl and take photos on my iPad of my phone. I'll be real good.
If anyone works at Raya,
I'll be good.
Throw her a little bone.
No, but I don't want to get on anyway.
No, come on.
I really
Brooke.
Don't want to get on.
There
at
is
this
still
point.
A chance that someone on Raya is listening to this.
No. Not hey, Raya, not interested, honestly.
Look what you lost.
Reverse psychology.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Luck could have been.
I'm not interested. I don't want to get on. Also, you have to pay, what is it, $25 a month? I'm willing to pay. Like, take my money.
Well, you're not interested.
No, I don't want to be on it. Don't get it twisted. I don't want to be on it.
This reminds me of last week in New York also. I forgot, like, you know when your phone goes on bedtime mode? So, like, I wasn't ready for bed yet, so I turned it off. And I forgot to turn it, and then my phone was on the bedside table, and it kept going, and I was like, oh, I gotta turn it back on. When you turn it back on, do not disturb, like it just goes to do not disturb, not like bedtime. My bedtime mode turns off at 7:45 a.m., and I'm used to that. So I just like went about my day, and it's a weekday, and I'm like, it's noon. Luckily, on the Eastern time zone, like it's 9 a.m. here at noon. So anyone I like am going to need to talk to professionally is just like getting to the office at 9 or whatever. But I go, oh, crap. It's like probably 12 there. I go, oh, my God, crap. I've been on Do Not Disturb. Oh, my God, my phone. Turn it off. Nothing. I go, oh, crap. Like,
time to switch.
Do I have
Verizon.
Water damage? I went to the Apple store. I'm like, my phone is not like it's been on. Like, I haven't gotten any calls or anything today. Like, something's off. They go, no, like,
you're
like,
all good.
You want to send a text delivered to
you
my dad? To my dad?
Dot, dot, dot.
No, I literally was like, there's no notifications. Like, what is going on? Something's broken. Didn't even consider. Not even a.
Honestly,
hey, how
I
are
see
you?
This as a good thing. the fact that you wouldn't even consider that you haven't been notified or reached out to by someone speaks highly of the way that you connect with people and the relationships that you have, that you would expect to be have your phone be blowing up in the morning. Like,
wow.
That.
See, I think it's narcissism.
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. The balance of opposites.
Balance is so important.
What?
Balance is so important.
Oh, I thought that. Okay, I thought that's what you said.
I'm so back in my Dominic and Arella era.
You and me both. You know, he DM'd me.
You're.
By the way, Dominic and Arella.
I think it's Arella.
Remember that name, by the way? That's Where's My Dad?
He's so much more than that, though.
But like a lot of people won't like need to know.
No,
like,
I know.
Need to be reminded of that. He DM'd me and let me. He just.
When was this?
Such a sweetheart.
King. I want a framed photo of him on the set.
Dominic, where are you?
Next to the poop jar.
I might have to type it in. Oh, I found it. Hey, Connor, I saw your comment. I saw your comment. Thank you so much for the kind words. If you ever want to collab, I'm down whenever. I would be pumped if I can get on the podcast. Just let me know.
Are you kidding?
If you and Brooke are down, and then let's do it.
Are you kidding?
No.
When was this?
On the 22nd.
Of July?
July. So that was 1 week ago.
It's amazing the things that you choose to tell us. Well, and then the things that you choose to not tell us.
I'm glad that came up because...
Like in his notes, in the notes right here, he has... Would you rather be sticky or itchy? But you're not going to tell us when one of our fan favorites DMs you asking to collab?
Well, would you rather be sticky or itchy for the rest of your life?
Sticky. Because being itchy can hurt.
As I'm itching my finger off.
Being itchy is at the point where it's painful.
See, sticky to me is one of my sensory things. Like,
no, don't get it twisted. No one likes being sticky.
It sounds like you love being sticky.
No.
Icky, Vicky, you're so, so Icky, sticky. Vicky. You're so sticky. Just the thought of being around you makes me oh, so sticky.
Icky, Vicky.
ooh.
But being sticky doesn't...
It's time that
it's never painful.
It's time that Fairly Odd Parents gets the flowers that they deserve for creating some of our hits. My Shiny Teeth and Me.
What's the conspiracy theory behind Cosmo and Wanda?
That he's schizophrenic.
Yeah. That's the same theory about Phoebe from Friends, is that
and
she's schizophrenic and all the rest of the friends are figments of her imagination.
All of those people that have come up with those theories have now become political. They're running for office. No, they are all... What's the thing that I always say that I am conspiracy theorists?
A conspiracy theorist?
Yeah, like now they just go and they're like, did you notice how on the new kind of quarter, like George Washington's eyelashes are longer?
Yeah.
It's because he has more sweat because he's sweating because he's nervous about the future
Honestly,
of the United
those
States.
People like must have fun.
Brooke, it must be so fun.
I know.
It must be so fun, but it also must be just so exhausting.
It must be exhausting and also like isolating.
I think that there's a lot of them, and I think that they find a lot of community in their conspiracies about coins.
No, they definitely do.
And I think that that's great. For them, I think that that's great, as long as they just, it's like having a spider in your shower. As long as a spider stays up there, I'm over here. Do your thing. Don't disappear. Don't disappear.
I
want to see you. I want my eyes on you,
Connor. I genuinely think you have no idea how many spider lives that you've saved since your last plea. Because I had a spider in my closet the other day on my sweatshirt, and I was about to whack it.
Yeah.
And I, as my hand was elevated, I paused, and I said, wow, I'm about to kill a living creature simply for existing. And I brought him outside. And I wonder how many other people have been through something similar since your words.
She literally sent me a Snapchat and said, your words just saved this young man's life.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, first of all, let's think about it. By the way, I was so anti-spider before that TikTok video. Do you think a spider wants to be, like, in your house? No, it wants to be in a bush. Like, it does not want to be on your couch.
Yeah.
It never asks to be on your couch. There's no bugs in your couch that it can indulge in. Like, you know, it came in because you brushed up against a tree and it came in your house. It wasn't, it's not born. It doesn't have a, it doesn't have like, it's not out to get you. And spiders don't even want to bite you. Not me being so pro spider now.
No, I know.
I didn't mean for this to happen.
It's totally happened over the course of the past few weeks, and I'm right there with you. Like, I've never agreed with you so hard.
Yeah, bugs I will kill, roaches. Like, you can't show me a roach video that's going to make me, like, pro-roach. So sorry. Nah, they're too fast.
That is it.
They move too fast.
Ooh, that just gave me a shiver.
They move too fast, not down. Not down at all, not down at all. See you, not down.
No, I don't want to talk about roaches.
Yeah. I've never had a roach in my...
I don't want to talk about roaches.
Okay. Oh, I have an idea for this podcast.
Okay.
I have an idea. Someone wrote in late last night and said, can I... Wrote in.
DM'd you?
Personally wrote in.
Okay.
And they said, I would love to write in a manifestation if you guys could read it aloud in the space, because I'm trying to. I was like, what if we have people write in and we pick one a week, and or one or two a week, and we read it off? Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah, read in whatever she wrote.
I will. Okay. Oop, not that one. That one was from
JD.
Okay, so I'm gonna keep the names redacted. This person is an active listener. I'm taking the LSAT in September and would love to score 164 on the exam. So if you guys could say a quick manifestation in the manifestation space, it would be greatly appreciated. If not, no worries. Guess what? Her name's Andrea, because I can say it, because I feel like we need to say, yeah. Andrea is...
Are you sure it's not Andrea?
No.
How's it spelled?
A-N-D-R-E-A.
Could go either way.
Yeah. They're not spelled differently.
No, I think Andrea would have an accent, Mark. No? I'll go with Andrea. You can do Andrea. Okay. One of us is going to be right.
Okay, you say it first. 164 on the LSAT.
Andrea's going to get a 164 on the LSAT. She's going to Elwood this bitch.
Andrea is going to get a 164 on the LSAT. She's going to be... She's going to be a lawyer.
And LSAT is what you need to get into law school. And the bar is what you take after.
Yeah. The bar exam makes you become
a lawyer.
Stop making lawyers jump through all these hoops, y'all. Just let them go. Let them be. If someone wants to be a lawyer, just let them be a lawyer.
Who cares, man?
We need less influencers. We need more lawyers.
Do you want to talk about the Olympics?
I do want to talk about the Olympics. What do you want to start with? I have some thoughts.
I mean, I obviously only have one thing to talk about, and I'm sure you guys know what it is.
Okay, why don't you start?
Steven.
Oh my gosh.
Let's leave it at this, Steven.
Yeah, this is the one that you said, the sluttiest thing a guy can do is get on the pommel and shake some ass. Pommel.
Who said that?
Well, this is the guy with glasses and a sweater and a book.
Yes. No, he's not wearing a sweater and a book. But a slut nonetheless. I mean, I don't really watch the Olympics. A lot of you don't know this about me. I'm not very athletic. And I don't really watch any type of athletic competitions, including the Olympics. He has my heart. He's got my attention. I don't understand... How? Here's my question.
Yeah.
Have we seen his legs without pants on?
I'm sure they're massive.
No, that's not my... Are we sure that they're like the kind of legs that me and you have? Or I'm wondering if they're made of a different material.
They're legs. I think they're legs.
Because the way that they're flopping around like that, like completely weightless.
You know what? That's.
I want to know if we've seen him in shorts.
That's more of a testament to his core strength than his legs.
I'm just saying I don't understand how like it's physically possible for his legs to be flopping around like that in such a weightless way.
Right there on the right of this, he's in a kayak. Yeah, those are legs made of flesh and bone.
Well, I'll be.
His girlfriend, I think his girlfriend.
His legs literally look like they're made of ribbons. When you watch him on the pommel horse.
Oh, Steven on the pommel horse.
He's been with his girlfriend for 8 years.
She calls, in her bio, she calls herself Mrs. Pommel. That's
really,
cute.
That's cute.
That's really cute.
I love them.
Oh my gosh, he is just up there spinning his
and he's so sweet. Have you seen him solve the Rubik's Cube?
Yeah.
He's so sweet and he's so genuinely excited by all the meme content of him. Like, he had this ear to ear smile. You know that song that's like, and your friend Steve, na na na. That's like one of the big memes that he's been in, just like the camera showing him, just like, well, my friend Steve, because he's just sitting there waiting for his turn.
Yeah.
And he gets such a kick out of it. That's thinks it's such a hoot. I just love people
he deserves
everything. He doesn't take himself too seriously. He's so fun. He's so funny. He's such a sweetheart. He's genuinely like the excitement you feel through the screen. He won his team the fucking medal, man.
Yeah. And I like him a lot because a lot of people are like, he shouldn't even be on the team. Like, it's like what he's like. That was the sentiment I was getting, that like a lot of people were like, why is he even, you know, whatever, like the pommel horse is going to be like closing out. He won the medal for everyone.
He won the medal.
He's the one that won it for us. So
I didn't even know what the pommel horse was before him. He has single-handedly brought the pommel horse into the zeitgeist.
He has. The pommel horse, like, if you saw me on a pommel horse, like, it would start to make sense how incredible this is. If you saw me try to lift my body onto the pommel horse, I get why it's called a horse. It's like trying to get up on a horse, like a pommel horse.
I can't get myself out of the pool.
That's what I'm saying.
If I'm not using
steps. But could you imagine trying to get your body over like one part of it, and then I can't even do it on this Kelly Clarkson collection from Wayfair.
And when I watch other parts of gymnastics, like the rings, and when they're flipping themselves over the bar, I'm like, okay.
Like, I could do that.
I could do that in another world. Or even this world, if I trained since birth. Pommel horse, I look at and I'm like, there's no, I don't know how anyone could do that without ribbon legs.
I couldn't get up on the pommel of Harris and spin my ass off like that.
No one could besides Stephen N.
No. Bless his heart. I have another thought about the Olympics.
Yeah.
I made a TikTok about this yesterday.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good TikTok.
Thank you. Full blown stream of consciousness because I was watching the women's gymnastics yesterday, by the way. Incredible.
I really only care about the gymnastics.
I'm addicted.
It's an incredible thing what some people can do with their bodies while others of us can
not so much.
Completely
not so
stuck
much.
To the Kelly Clarkson collection.
Right. Right. Well, they dedicated their lives to this sport. That's why it's so incredible. But I'm watching that and they keep panning to Michael Phelps, which, like, he wasn't allowed to have hair for like most of his life because of swimming.
Because it would weigh him back.
Yeah, but like, someone tell him the bun needs to go. Like, someone, like, where are his friends?
I haven't seen that.
Oh, which.
And you know what? I don't need to.
No, well, let's look it up right now because I just want to, like, obviously, American treasure.
Let him live.
I can't. Like, it was like a jump scare, but I can't.
Okay. You tried.
I tried. Anyways, he kept panning him and I was like, wow, like, I can't believe they're giving him this much screen time because he's like, didn't he do something horrible? Like, I said, like, wasn't he in like a horrible, I don't know, massive scheme of sorts, or like killed somebody? No, he smoked weed that one time and there was a picture of him with a bong and it was like end times. It was like, America's downfall. Like, I was like, that, my hero. Like, I remember being like, it was the same Bernstein Bear, like Mandela effect of Tiger Woods cheating on his wife, where it was like, oh my God, what are we going to do as a nation? Like, how are we going to recover from this? Because he smoked weed. And then get this. Now, and even like whatever, how many years ago it was where Sha'Carri Richardson smoked weed, remember? And she was like disqualified.
Why now, would that disqualify you? Because how would smoking weed give you an edge? If anything, I'd drown.
Yeah, if anything, I'd be like running the wrong way on the track.
I'd be like, whoa, this water is so wet. Let me soak in it for a little bit longer, like, and just be still.
Like me, like pissing my pants on the track, like laughing so hard at something. No. And now our global ambassador at the Paris Olympics is Snoop Dogg. Hello?
the one positive way that our country has been heading in is the weed positive direction.
I'm just like, how are you not a little bit embarrassed? Like,
who?
We never like formally apologized to Michael Phelps, or I don't think we like apologized to Shikari either about how we just like shunned them, and like it was national news, and I think Phelps lost all his sponsors and couldn't compete and all that stuff. I might be making that up. And now Snoop Dogg, by the way, Snoop Dogg is kind of nailing it. I've been really enjoying all the content of Snoop Dogg. Like, he's like swimming with Phelps, mm-hmm. and they are both like very clearly, it seems like they're stoned, but the pool just might be like highly chlorinated.
I mean, truly growing up, like, I did not think there was any difference between a joint and a needle of heroin.
Me too.
Like, that's how we were raised.
Me too.
Yeah.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. That's just like seeing Snoop Dogg there. And then it reminded me, I'm like, oh yeah, that's why we were turning our backs towards one of the largest massive backs in America, Michael Phelps.
How tall is he?
I don't know. You know, he swims faster than a great white.
No, I didn't know that. Whoa.
He's only 6'4".
Oh, yeah, that's not...
Like, I'm 6'4". We're the same height. That's weird.
That is so weird.
Yeah. We also, like, a lot of times when I'm at the beach, people, like, from behind, people are like, is that Phelps?
How tall is Young Gravy? I miss him.
Yeah, me too.
Whoa, yeah.
He has a new song coming out.
Nothing will... I've been listening to Betty a lot recently.
Again?
So nothing's going to come close to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredible. I feel like we had more stuff. Nothing else on the Olympics?
Well, Izzy has a good note about Zac Efron stunning in a new selfie.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Oh, wait.
Look at him. Stuff.
Oh, that doesn't look like him at all.
He's back.
Yeah, he does. He's glowing.
No, something... He reverse Uno'd.
Well, I think that his cheek filler dissolved.
Yeah, but usually when somebody gets their filler dissolved, like, it's still wonky. That looks like if he had progressed naturally from Troy Bolton to 35 years old. Like, it looks like he just like didn't miss a beat.
Yeah,
like,
he looks
you
good.
Just wouldn't know what had happened previously. He looks great.
He looks happy.
He looks happy. And when I saw him IRL at that premiere, he looked like this. Like, there's no sign of the way his jaw used to be a little bit different. I say.
I do say.
I do declare.
I do declare.
But yeah, he's looking incredible. I'm really excited to see where he's going to go with this new outlook and this new direction.
Is his hair dyed?
Yeah, I think his natural hair is like kind of like a dirty blonde brown.
I think that's what's throwing me off about this image.
Yeah, it's darker. Or maybe it's wet, because look at his umbrella.
Yeah, but his eyebrows, too, are really dark. I think that I fear he may have gone touch of
black. One door closes, another opens.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back to black.
True.
Because, you know, he looked incredible when he dyed his hair black for Hairspray to be Link, but then also had that hair dye in to play Troy in High School Musical 2. That is a great look. Black haired Troy Bolton.
I don't think
that no one ever really talks about.
I don't think I know.
You do. Don't be silly. Don't be silly.
Don't be insane.
Girl.
Wait. The sharks in Brazil that were testing positive for cocaine. Did we talk about this at one point? So sharks in Brazil are now testing positive for cocaine. Off the coast of Brazil have tested positive for cocaine. And what did we say about this? We said something about it, bro.
What led someone to be tested for cocaine? That led someone to test a shark for cocaine?
I think
cocaine.
They test for like microplastics and stuff to see like what's being ingested by.
Oh, and the cocaine alarm went off?
Well, because they test like fish for like mercury, you know? They probably do the same thing for
sharks.
Oh, we touched on Jaws trying maybe having.
Jaws being unrealistic, of course.
Jaws being maybe having been under the influence of drugs.
Of cocaine? Cocaine shark?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a hole in the market.
Yeah.
All these animals could maybe try a little bit of coke.
That would be interesting to sprinkle and see what happens. The manifestation space is fucking off the charts.
Congrats on lawyership, Andrea. Like, you got it, girl. I promise.
If I'm not on Raya by next week, there's something like the universe is against me. It's clearly working against me. If this space manifests the way that it does so easily and is intentionally not manifesting me, something's off kilter.
Can I get to manifest in the main, or like, can I do it in the bonus?
I think you can do it in the bonus.
Okay, I have some stuff to say.
You have something a little bit more under the radar that you want to manifest?
Yeah, kind of. More so, I just don't want everybody knowing in case it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Okay, me too. I'll do that too.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like my New Year's resolutions, how I don't like to say them out loud because when I quit, I don't want anyone to be like, quitter. Let me quit in peace, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%.
Nothing wrong with quitting while you're behind.
Yep. Have you seen Twisters?
No, but I've been hearing good things. I did watch the old one like last week.
I've never seen the old one, but I did see the new one.
Okay. Well, what did you think?
It was definitely good.
It was a movie,
yeah,
right?
It was definitely a movie, and it was a good movie. I was very entertained. I will say I am scared that there is something wrong with me because I have not entered my Glenaissance, and I fear I won't at this point.
I think give it time.
I don't see it for me, and it. Do you realize how frustrating it is to have a crush on everyone but not the one person that everyone else has a crush on?
I think that's
so isolating.
I think that's good. It makes you different.
I don't want to be different. I want to be the same.
Because when there's a line of 100 people for Glenn, you're going to be in the line for Steven from the pommel horse.
That's true.
And it'll be you next. And you don't you're not even going to have to be like, can you hold my spot? I have to go pee.
I want to have my Glenaissance just like all the other girls.
You can't force yourself into being horny for hashtag horny for Glenn.
I want to be hashtag horny for Glenn.
Brooke, you can't.
He seems like such a fun celebrity crush to have. There is so much content of him available.
Okay, maybe you need to lucid dream yourself into falling for Glenn.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have Glenn on.
I know if I have a dream about Glenn, that's it. Then I'll wake up and that's my Glenaissance.
Yeah, that's how it works with anyone.
Yeah.
Someone and you're like,
yes.
But you don't remember until you see them, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Hey.
Yeah.
drinks later. No, wait. I had the funniest dream last night. I wanted to say this on the podcast. Not a weird dream. Charli D'Amelio was in it. And like close friends, but like Charli D'Amelio stuck out to me. We were all playing hide and seek, and I'm laying down, and I think it was like a hide and seek where you like play dead. And then I go, I sat up straight, like straight up, and it was really funny. And then I
wait, that is really funny.
No, but the funnier part is I woke up laughing. I woke up like because I was picturing, I was like telling Charli D'Amelio and whoever else was in the room, I was like, how funny would it be if I was on my side like this and I sat up this way, like vertically this way, but I was sideways. And I woke up laughing about that hypothetical in my dream. Like, I didn't even perform that act. I think it's because I've been watching the Olympics and...
You're wondering if you had pommel horsed yourself
into something that isn't a natural human form, but in like an incredible funny way. It's because I had a can before I went to bed.
Connor, the next thing out of my mouth was going to be, did you have a can before you went to bed?
I had a can before I went on a run last night. Call me Shakari. I was not tired at all. And I was figuring, because I ran twice while I was in New York for 10 days. Like, that's pathetic. I even bought running shoes because I was like, I didn't bring them.
That's not pathetic.
No, I run for 4 or 5 days a week.
That's better than nothing.
I'm more thinking like, wow, I'm going to hate myself when I go on the first run back. And then last night I was like, I'm killing it. I'm not out of breath. I'm not dreading the end of the, like, here's how I can see the end and then I have to turn around and go back. And I was like,
you just gleeked.
Oh, good. I was like, this is funny. I was like, oh my gosh, Nice. That's great. So it was the can. But I went to sleep and I didn't get, I guess I didn't get to the giggle phase because I went to sleep early. And I guess my giggle phase happened in REM, which is hilarious.
That is hilarious.
Like me cracking jokes to Charlie D, like, but subconsciously.
Mm-hmm. That definitely sounds like it was the can. Oh, positive connotation.
Posicano?
Yeah, Posicano City.
Posicano might be like one of the more creative things that I've come up with on this podcast.
You've said a few creative things on the pod. This, I don't remember any of them, but you definitely did.
I did not have sexual relationship with that love seat.
That's crazy. That's crazy good.
I'm no lazy boy, but I did not have sexual relationships with that love seat.
Kiss your brain. That's really good, Connor. I want to end on just this last note that you had written. I had tiramisu for the first time because they didn't have cheesecake, and then.
And then. So, Sunday. I was watching Just Go With It. Didn't want to get up in the middle of my movie to go to dinner on a Sunday. I said, just go. But be a doll. Bring me home some dessert. And I knew they were going to an Italian place. So I was like, would love some a piece of cheesecake while you're out. And they called and they said, no cheesecake. They have tiramisu. I go, I don't even know what tiramisu is. That pudding?
You don't know what tiramisu is?
Didn't know what
tiramisu is. That's cheesecake and tiramisu are my favorite two desserts. I love them.
I'm not one to try a new dessert. I would rather just like not have a dessert if I don't know what it is. The tiramisu arrives. I go, oh, it's good. I ate the whole thing. I go, tiramisu is my new
it's so good.
Favorite dessert. I loved it. It's soft. It's moist. It's crunchy because there's like the curled up chocolates on top.
Yes, some of them don't have the curled up chocolates.
Not even.
I just don't want you to be surprised by that in the future.
Not even 6 hours later, the world has lost a great man. Roberto Lolli Linguinato, the man who invented tiramisu, has passed away at the age of 81. Rest in power.
He has you to continue his legacy now. He knew he could go. He knew he could go.
Say his name.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I don't think I said it right, but.
Did you see that tweet that was like, we'll tiramisu?
Oh,
yeah.
We'll tiramisu, Lolli.
We will tiramisu him.
I just like feel like I did that. I feel like I did that.
But it's fine though, because he's completely at peace knowing that you've tasted his creation and you'll continue his legacy.
Imagine your legacy being tiramisu. Like that's I could never be me. Like what am I going
to
create?
I was just about to ask you if you had to pick one thing that is your legacy, if you were to get hit by a bus right now.
Well,
what would your legacy
probably
be?
That ice cream I made myself, Nara Smith vibes.
Oh, when I said, when I was confused if you churned it or not?
Yeah, I just scooped, I have vanilla ice cream and then I scooped crunchy peanut butter and then I put some Nutella in it and swirled it around. And I'm going to call that the Woody. Like, what should I call it? The Woody? Is that like a Woody?
Sure.
Do you have a better name that I could maybe use?
We can workshop it. I'm not as quick as you with the wordplay and stuff like that and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, forget it. We'll workshop it. I think I had fun today. Did you have fun today?
Yeah.
On Adweek's best voted comedy podcast?
Yeah, I had fun today.
There were some lulls where we were not Adweek's best voted comedy podcast. Well, it has been nice.
It's really been nice to meet you.
Knowing you and nice meeting you. Nice. Becoming
nice
closer
up.
To you.
Yep.
And
I'll see you in the bonus.
I'll see you in the bonus.
Okay.
I fear. There. And we hope to see you in the bonus. Please subscribe to our damn YouTube channel. I'm not going to ask again. Bye.
This week on Close Friends, it's January 19th. That's funny because I'm June 18th.
And I'm September 11th. How are you?
You've been sloshed.
Okay, you just got sloshed.
You're gorgeous.
You're gorgeous, crack.
I was going to say that, and then I stopped. You should go on to Hinge and change your bio to looking for a man with custom rods. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.